This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:48 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Shaoning and Philip. Now, there's been a lot of talk about railway development in Malaysia, but a country of 33 million cars can only rely on a network of highways and roads that forms the arteries of the country's transport system. And that's what we're discussing today.
So this week, Works Minister Datuk Sri Fadila Yusof said that the ministry needs an allocation of 3.4 billion ringgit to repair sick or damaged federal roads throughout peninsular Malaysia. He made these comments on a site visit to a stretch of the Northeast Highway in Perak, known as Part Roof FT-004 with visible damage. The road surface and streetlights were found to be damaged, the painted road lines fading, and also drains damaged, thus leaving stagnant water.
If you look over at Sabah and Sarawak, the state of roads and highways there are notoriously poor. Last month, Sabah Public Works Department Director Ali Ahmad Hamid said that most of the federal roads in Sabah had expired, making them difficult to maintain. Now, given the vast systems of roads in the country, how does the government manage maintenance works, and how can the road networks be improved?
So for some insights on this issue, we speak to Dr. Ahmad Farhan Muhammad Sadullah, Professor of Transport Engineering at University Science Malaysia. Dr. Farhan, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. So can you help us understand the network of roads and highways that crisscross the country? I mean, the statement by the Works Minister referred to federal roads. What other classifications of roads are there? How should we understand the map?
Okay. First of all, there are paved roads and unpaved roads, okay? And then the paved roads, we have several categories. We have the federal road. The federal road, if we can identify it by the road that is usually linking major cities, okay? And then we have state roads. State roads are the other roads within the state. And then we also have municipal roads. These are usually roads under the local authorities within inner cities. And then we also have other kind of roads. So there are many, many types of roads. Of course, don't forget, we have the expressways, which is supposed to be the highest hierarchy of roads, which is should be the best in terms of safety, design, and also operation. So those are the definition of roads.
Right. So expressway, federal, state, municipal, and something about like a Dunline Line kind of roads, right? Do each of them have respective maintenance regimes? Are they coordinated or do they all manage, are maintenance managed by the respective jurisdictions then?
Okay. They are very coordinated, actually. Expressways, we do not have problem because part of the concession, they are responsible for maintaining the road to a certain standard, okay? But for federal roads, Ministry of Works have actually privatized the federal roads maintenance to several companies according to region. So this company like Belati Wangsa, there are a few of them. They have been actually appointed on a long-term basis. They are also given concession to make sure that the roads are up to the standard. But they have limitations within the contract terms, okay? Mm. So there are issues there. For the other roads, the state roads and the municipal roads, the JKR, the state JKR will request for budget from a system that they call MARIS. If I'm not mistaken, it's Malaysian Road Records Information System. Okay, so Ministry of Finance will allocate money annually to maintain this state roads and other roads. Okay, so but the issue is perhaps a lot of this money is actually going to regular maintenance. Okay, so you mentioned and the minister mentioned about overdue roads that are beyond maintenance. So that is another issue that we can discuss.
Farhan, I want to ask you about your assessment of the state of roads in Malaysia. Are they generally in good condition? Because, you know, we keep hearing about, for example, potholes.
Yeah. It has deteriorated, okay? There are many reasons for this, I think. Of course, when we are not able to provide the best maintenance regime, when we are not able to do repair accordingly based on timeliness and the quality of work, it will worsen things. But there are external factors. Of course, weather will actually play a role. But this all have been accounted in the design. It should not give a problem unless you are overdue with your maintenance or you did not follow the maintenance regime. One thing that is a problem is actually overloaded vehicle. Okay, this has not been mentioned much. We have a very serious problem of overloading heavy goods vehicle. And when they overload, okay, roads is a structure. So you have a dynamic loading that goes on it. So when those things that goes on it are overloading, you can imagine the amount of damage that it does. So on top of the other factors, overloading to me is the biggest contributor to road damage. And that is why we have so many potholes and roads are in bad condition.
Farhan, I want to follow up on that. You know, the minister says 3.4 billion is needed. I'm not sure whether there's just one sum for these roads which are in very bad condition or the general amount that the government spends. But do you get a sense whether we spend enough or if we spend enough, maybe it's not spent well?
All right. Maintenance, I think Ministry of Work does through their state and the federal and the HQ is they request for budget. So as I said, they have a budget for maintenance, which they do, and I think they are quite regular with it. Mm. But beyond certain period, we need to overlay, we need to redo the whole structure, like an overhaul of the road system. This usually under our current budget system is under the development budget. I was told that the Ministry of Works was not able to get the development budget from the government for many, many years. And of course, these are through the Rancangan Malaysia. So that has compounded the problem. So I think it is a cry by Ministry of Works saying that we need this money because there's a lot of overhauling of roads that need to be done. Because we cannot do any surface repair anymore, because these roads are structurally damaged and they need to be relaid. It's as if you are doing a new road minus the clearing of the alignment.
So does this explain then why sometimes there's a pothole is repaired and then a month later the pothole reemerges?
Yeah. But the overloading vehicle is also a big culprit. So the issue is that enforcement of overloading vehicle is under the ambit or the responsibility of another department under another ministry. So this is fundamental issues of our transportation system. I mean, I've been telling my view. Sometimes we need to be seamless. We need to get out of our silo, because transportation is actually across many ministries, many responsible agents. So I think we need a mechanism to see how they actually complement each other. If you do not address this overloading of vehicles, you will never stop this rotting of roads problem in the country.
And maybe we can take also a broader look at the transport infrastructure landscape. In Malaysia, what do you make of the government's priorities when it comes to transport policy? Do you think there's enough investment in roads, for example, versus rail? Because we've been hearing a lot about building new railways, but maybe the money is really needed to repair our damaged roads.
Yeah, I mean, road is essential, no doubt. But it all depends on how we look to the future. If we are looking into sustainable transport, which we have pledged for under SDG requirements and so on, we need to have a balance. Okay, the problem is that our roads are now congested because they have reached its capacity. Majority of our road system has reached its capacity, and that's why we are facing a lot of congestion. Even our expressways are congested. Of course, we can discuss that in a longer discussion, but we need to find an alternative, and that is where I am also a proponent of rail, because we need to also not only transfer people but goods. Some of the goods need to go onto the rail network, which we have not used and utilized and optimized. So this will help, because we will reduce the loading of this heavy goods, which is increasing, you know, the goods transport is increasing, the logistics is increasing in the country, but we don't have any strategy to address that. But again, these policies come from Ministry of Transport. So that's why it has to be coordinated. It has to be an overarching policy for sustainable transport that cuts across all ministries and departments.
I guess then funding is key to make all this work, right? And I get, if I hear you out, there is a shortage of that or challenge on the government side. Do you expect to see more toll roads then?
Yeah, okay. Toll roads has worked in terms of financing, okay, but it has its issues as well. Because the government actually, first of all, I think the government needs to be firm on the alignment. Okay, we do see that sometimes, because it's BOT or it's privatized, the alignment is actually being proposed by the proponent. No doubt, sometimes it's good because it's congesting, it's relieving congesting, but sometimes, of course, there's profit behind it. So we need, it's a bit tricky. We need to find a good balance. But I would like to say that the Ministry of Work has done great by having what we have, a highway network development plan. And I think the next stage highway network development plan for 2030 is being planned. This is good because they will actually take into all consideration. But sometimes, okay, there are proponents or there are emergencies that require new alignment. Then we have to see because there is a knock-on effect, especially if it is an urban highway. So if we are not careful, we can give new highways, but it can also bring additional problem like congestion. And we are seeing it in Klang Valley, especially these days.
Thanks very much for your time. That was Dr. Ahmad Farhan Muhammad Sadullah, Professor of Transport Engineering at University Science Malaysia, giving us a lowdown of how roads are repaired in Malaysia and just what the gaps are at the moment, especially in terms of allocation and
you
really
mean holes, right? Not
big
gaps.
Picture policy. Sure, potholes.
But we have a big problem. You know, we have a certain amount of honeypot. How much do you allocate to maintenance of existing roads versus all this talk about all these new highways being developed and planned, right? Of course, it's done by private concessionaires and such. But really, then the ultimate question is, how do we finance all these funding and repairs going forward for these existing roads? That's a big question, right?
Yeah, actually, when it's a highway run by a concession, that's less to worry about because the concession terms will determine the maintenance requirements, capex, opex,
The length of the concession.
Yes, so that's figured, that's paid for also by the users, right? Because through their toll usage. It's the free roads, literally the free roads, that I think there are question marks over the maintenance. And he highlighted some very important points. There's this thing that I never knew, roads actually expire. I thought they go on forever, but clearly that's not the case.
It's not just a matter of resurfacing.
No.
It requires a lot more structural engineering
and
than
it
that.
Gets, and it gets harder when you overload the roads with these heavy vehicles. Like you drive on the Karak Highway, you will see those lorries.
Yes, and it requires inter-ministries working together. So is that all happening?
Absolutely, something that we need to keep in mind. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.